Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers fires to first and picks off Randle. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Cash reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Spear reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Spear moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive towards third. Randle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson bunts towards first. Perez fields the ball and throws to Rogers covering. Safe. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a line drive towards third. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Valentine pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson bunts towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentine moves to third. Randall moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Valentine scores. Harrelson moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Expos. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Myrick now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Myrick covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Mozilli pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Mozilli steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mozilli moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Bob Myrick. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Mozilli scores. Youngblood moves to third. Flynn moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. Flynn moves to third. Boisclair moves to second. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Mozilli now playing center field. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Mozilli reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Mozilli moves to third. One out. Mike Vale pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Mozilli scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mets. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Blackwell interferes with Apodaca, who is awarded first base. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Apodaca moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Felix Milan now playing second base. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Spear reaches second base with a double. Unser moves to third. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.